Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning the Malach of Gozes, Klach of Aleph, and we finished the points that the Chayyadim raises. Just add a few more points which could come up on this topic. So the Chayyadim mentioned this issue of a person combing their hair. That is the Parashan Halacha. The person wants to take a soft brush. They can do so. However, the Magen Ram adds that the brush should not be the regular brush that they use during the week. And this is a concern of what's known as Ubda de Chol. Because if you're doing it using the regular brush, even though you're doing it gently, and there's no concern for a malacha involved, it does look like a weekday activity. And a person will eventually lose the respect for Shabbos and do something worse. Exactly what the concern of Ubda de Chol is. Is it just simply is lacking in being Shabbistic, or there's a concern in Malacha? Tiferes Yisrael, in his introduction to Masechta Shabbos, the Mishnayos, he has an introduction called Kakelah Shabbos. He says that both of those concerns are forms of Uvda D'chol. Uvda D'chol has multiple forms, and both of them can be true understanding of the problem of Uvda D'chol. So a person should have a set-aside brush for the purpose of using on Shabbos. If a person wants to straighten out their beard, a person wants to straighten out their payas, a man wants to straighten out his beard or his payas, the simple touching up of the hair, etc., is not considered a secretion that he's going to pull out hairs. If a person tends to sometimes comb their fingers through their beard, again, it's not obsecration. If a person does it vigorously, it is obsecration. A person should refrain from doing that on Shabbos. It's yidur that some gedolim were makra not to touch their beard on Shabbos. The Arizal would not touch his beard on Shabbos, and one time he forgot and put his hand in his beard, and he remained the rest of Shabbos with his hand in his beard. He was afraid to take it out for the concern that he might pull out hairs as he was doing so. A question which comes up, is one allowed to comb a shetel on Shabbos? The Malach of Gozes is talking about either the hairs are still attached to the person, or we also mentioned the case where the hairs are still attached to the hide. A sheepskin coat where the fleece of the wool of the sheep is still attached to the hide of the sheep, and they make a garment out of that. So it's in place where it grew. That is the Malach of Gozes. When a person takes a synthetic or even a human hair and sews it into some type of a cap, which one person puts upon their head, it's not where the hair grew. So the Malach of Gozes will not apply. There might be other concerns. One is Sosher Kli. When a person's combing the shetel, if they pull out hairs, they're damaging the shetel. So there's a problem with Sosher. A person is not allowed to be Sosher Kli. This would be a form of a Stiris Kli, so some poskim are concerned beside that. That being said, that would only be if it's going to be a psik ratio, it's probably going to happen. The person not trying to pull out the hairs. So if you have a shetel made out of synthetic hair, which is not so common nowadays, they tend to be stronger. And those, with not a psik ratio, they would pull out. However, a human hair shetel, which is the most common thing nowadays, the hair is not as strong. It is definitely a psik ratio. If a person combs vigorously, it's a psik ratio. So a person can do the same heter that they have. We mentioned for hair, using a soft brush, that would apply to a shetel. The other concern which comes to a shetel, the person talked about a case where the shetel is matted or damaged to the point that a person would not wear it. So then there's a tikkun kli taking place by combing it, making it look presentable. So that might be the concern of tikkun kli. So Migurudin, the simple act of combing the shetel, pulling out a hair, is not osur. Based on the Malach of Gozes, it might be a concern of stiris kli. And in a case where it's not usable without combing, it might be a concern of tikkun kli. So Sri Shabbos Kedavos suggests that a person should be careful to only comb the shetel in a soft fashion, as opposed to a vigorous fashion, to avoid this concern of stiris kli, which he's mentioning. Have a good day.